Where this is sort at the White
of.
Sox today?
Did the White Sox play?
They're trying to get it in. They're in about an hour delay as of right now. Still no word on when they get going.
But new signage outside the what is it called again? Guaranteed rate field.
Drove by yesterday. Makes
it's
no sense.
Called Sox Park.
No. Yeah, Sox Park.
That's the best way to do it.
Now, they have at least, here's the good news at the great, at the G rate.
The G rate?
At the G spot, as we like to call it here. They did seem to iron the guaranteed rate sign.
They did.
So that it's no longer just flopping in the wind.
I noticed the same thing. I drove by it today.
Some guy from like the bought from a TV, the steamers just on a ladder,
yeah,
like ironing the thing out.
Right.
That's they probably heard the show
like
and knew we were
hours.
Making fun of it, and then they had to go and iron it out.
That's what they were doing. That's what they had. So it's a big. So if when you drive by Sox Park.
Okay.
As you look at from the Ryan, as you're dodging hot molten lead, and you're looking at the stadium.
Do it quickly because that's not a dangerous place
right.
to be distracted.
I like to stop and get out on the express lanes.
You're the problem.
That's what I like to do. It.
There's always traffic right there.
I like to do that. I like to get out, and I like to maybe sometimes I like duct tape a like one of those plastic jewel bags to my window because that's kind of the way that's the way you do on the Dan Ryan. Anyway. As you look at the stadium, you got the marquee, which on the top of that says Wintrust, and then it's got Matrix Board, and it makes announcements about things coming up, birthday parties and things like that. And then as you look at the stadium, what is basically the curve of center field out there is the two big panels. The one on the left is a big red sign that's got the guaranteed rate logo on it with a big downward pointing arrow.
It stands out for sure above all else.
And then you got on the right, you got the White Sox logo.
Yes, you do.
Now, it doesn't really say guaranteed rate stadium there, does it?
I think it's
just
hard to
guaranteed
tell.
Rate.
Just says guaranteed rate, I believe.
And God bless guaranteed rate for paying the money and for them doing their job. And listen, great for them.
And he's
Couldn't
a tremendous
be
entrepreneur, the guy who started the company.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Chicago based.
Business success.
Right?
Yeah, Chicago based. He's. Right.
Honestly, I don't think fans care. They went out there today for opening day, tailgating.
Yeah, but what
grilling.
Did they call it? Did you hear people saying, hey, we're here at the cell? The
Sox
the,
Park.
The Sox Park.
Everyone just is having fun with it. They like, I think, the fact that it doesn't have a name.
But it will.
But it
won't
does
it
have
be,
a name. These people are paying $1 million or whatever for the name.
Well, sure, but the fans don't
something,
care.
They'll have to settle on something.
They will.
Just like U.S. Cellular Field, everyone settled on the cell. But
much to the chagrin of U.S. Cellular.
Right.
Because
right.
a lot of people didn't even know where it came from then.
Which, shockingly, was still in business as of last year. I mean, everybody's like, what? There's a U.S. Cellular. What?
I heard today even the arrow being thrown around. Not
the
an actual arrow, but the arrow, which I didn't really like. Wasn't feeling
I kind of like that.
You like the arrow, huh?
Yeah.
Pointed down.
I also
just
heard
the
griff, guaranteed rate field.
Griff.
Griff. Sounds fierce.
But you know what Sox fans, like if they're talking on the phone, it's like, I don't know, man, just meet me at the Sox game. Like no one's
right.
Like,
right.
Like, guaranteed right field.
But like, I would say the cell. I go,
yeah, I would say the cell, yeah.
Where are you going to park around the cell? People would say, if you're talking about outside the stadium, you do say the cell. People
That's
will still
true.
Say the cell. This is why the Cubs are kind of a little screwed with Wrigley Field. Because even though Wrigley's not paying for it, they would have a lot of trouble selling the naming rights off for that. They should get Wrigley to pay for it, and Wrigley's like, what do we got to pay for?
Right.
It's already on the name. It's right there. You see it? It's right there on the marquee. See that? See that?
Texter from the 815. I'm going to call it the Sears Tower.
I think that's,
keep it alive.
That's the best idea.
Keep
Let's
it
call
alive.
It the Sears Tower.
Especially since Sears isn't doing so well and might be gone soon.
Yeah, they had a good run.
100 years? They certainly did.
I would call that a good run.
Yeah. All right. So what? So let's go. So
wait, can we first announce that Tom Brady was reunited with his two Super Bowl jerseys
no.
and also throughout the first pitch at the Red Sox game and through a strike?
How did we just get there?
I don't know.
I wanted to make sure I got that in because no one else would.
I don't know why that even came up right now.
Well, thank God.
Might as well be bringing up the guy from Blackwater setting up a back channel.
That was keeping me up at night. I'm like, God, is Tom Brady have those jerseys yet or not?
He does.
All right, so back
so
to the cell.
Sleep.
Or to the thing.
The rate.
To the rate. To the G spot.
Where there's a lot of precipitation today.
Maybe just the G.
Okay.
The G.
The G. Right?
See, that means something else on the south side. That means the FBI.
Yeah,
that means the U.S. Attorney's Office.
G is closing in.
Right, like the G is got, you know, we got trouble with the G.
The AG.
Yeah. Well, okay, the G rate.
I do kind of like the G, though.
Yeah, I like the G.
G's good.
Meet me at the G.
The G. All right. All right,
the whole point is these people want us to call it guaranteed rate.
They can't even get a sign.
Nobody's
going to
say that, though. Right. Nobody.
Right.
Their sign was wrinkled until yesterday.
I told you it looked like a church carnival sign. It really did. They like not kind of know flapping
was,
in the wind.
Did they not know today was the opener?
No, they got it today. It's fixed.
No, it looks great today. Looks awesome.
To look like,
well, they waited to the last second.
I'm saying, like, yesterday I drove by it. I would say solely with the intention of looking at this, but that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that, and so I even slowed down, which is always a really good idea, again, in the express lane.
Taking a terrific selfie in your
idea.
Car.
Right, of the,
pointing out the
to
window,
the new sign.
There in it the is. Rain.
Don't ever stick your hand out your window on the Dan Ryan.
No.
Especially if you have a shiny object in it. That creates its own set of
I like to create your own kind of speed on that particular stretch right there. Seems
yeah,
like every
everyone
lane...
likes to do it. Everyone mm-hmm. likes to create their own speed. On
I
that.
Think it's very right. It, you know what? There's a lot of it's sort of like free time on the expressways.
Mm-hmm.
You get to choose your own rules for driving, and you get to choose your own rules for how to cover your windows, mm-hmm. what tires you can choose,
sure.
what paint scheme on the car
like
there is.
If you need a muffler or not.
Right.
If it can Every, be falling
the,
off.
The Dan
if you
Ryan,
want to hear other people's music or not,
right.
oh, yeah.
it's available for you.
Is driving free time. It's a study in individuality on the Dan Ryan, I think.
That's a good point. And I always find that sometimes the right lane goes the fastest just by, you know, happenstance.
Just the in and out. Yeah,
because yeah, you got
to
like,
well, people use the exits to get around traffic.
Right.
Exactly.
Right?
That's it.
Or to avoid or to avoid the car chasing them in back.
It's That's... totally chaos. Let's
and there are like 19 lanes, too, which I love.
It is Mad Max.
Yeah, it just opens up.
Well, yes. It's just crazy. People don't want to get stuck in the express lanes either because they're like, wait, where am I going? They switch mm-hmm. lanes like crazy.
Oh, yeah, the veering off and on
is awesome.
Let me
tell you something.
Awesome.
Unless you, like, the people who know what they're doing, they know the difference between the express lanes and they don't. I'm just going to tell you this right now. If you do not, if you're not getting off, which unless you live there, I don't suggest you do, on a lot of those exits, if you're not getting off, I suggest is you go to the express lanes.
Keep moving.
And keep
you
your
just,
head down.
You just keep moving. Get everybody a duck, and you're good to go.
Whatever you do, do not look at anyone in the car next to you.
Oh, no.
And
don't
do not get
contact.
Off that
especially
gas.
Especially if their seat's pushed all the way back. You just keep your head straight.
Rules for survival.
Yeah.
Really
and don't roll down your
book.
Windows.
Yeah, don't ask for directions on the exits either, like by rolling down your windows. There are a couple of exits. There's, you know, my favorite, one of my favorite things in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
My favorite kind of, you know, there's on all the expressways. They're all the four majors. There is, you know, there's downtown or within a couple miles of downtown. There's a lot of street theater when you get off the exits, right? People trying to sell you things yeah. or asking for a dollar, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think one of the great street theater exits is the turnaround just south of the Skyway. When people miss the Skyway mm-hmm. and then they have to get off at the next exit, which I want to say is in the late 60s, you know, 68th maybe, or mm-hmm. might be in the 70s, I'm not sure. You get off and then you turn around to try to curl back around because you miss the Skyway and you got to get back on it. That is like a place, the northbound entrance on whatever street that is.
Yeah,
is,
it's like you're under the bowels now of the Skyway.
Well, you kind of, but it allows you to get on the Skyway. You have to get far enough, whatever the one that's far enough that you can get back on the Skyway
mm-hmm.
from the south heading north.
Mm-hmm.
The, head back south because you've missed it. It's basically like a coral reef. There is so much different kind of wildlife that is you know come into the coral reef. All kinds of different fish, you know, that some are very exotic and some are very interesting. You know,
yeah.
like you're diving.
It's a
same
diverse
thing,
ecosystem.
Same thing with humans. You have the humans who are there. It's everybody's got a different story.
Sure.
There's some people really well dressed up. There's other people who are intentionally
mm-hmm.
dressed. And I swear to God, half of them are cops. I swear to God,
they look like
undercover who are there, you know, asking for money. It is like, it is crazy.
Is that where the guy is who always needs money for gas because his car is stalled out?
There is often a car that's like across three lanes that's, you know, parked diagonally. Hey, I ran out of gas.
Yeah, I just need like 20 bucks
all
to
I
fill
need.
Up my tank.
Yeah,
and
I'll push. There's a gas station right there. Anyway, that's not why we called.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations that they, for ironing the guaranteed rate sign.
Yes.
Real nice. They do it real nice for opening day.
I think that they're going to, I think it's going to be, I think they might want to think about a logo situation there. And if they want to go with the G, that's kind of cool. Because then they can build a, I mean, we said G-Spot here.
We threw that out there. It's kind of stuck. But I don't know that that's going to be the name that people will say. It would be kind of embarrassing.
I was driving around the park today, just pulling over and asking people for directions to the G-Spot. Excuse me, sir, do you know where the G-Spot is? Mm-hmm. Didn't go over well down
no,
there.
No, they're like, oh,
sir,
this guy's not from the
south
side.
Have you seen the G-Spot? Looking for the G-Spot.
Yeah.
That always goes very well.
Didn't go well.
No.
It did not go well.
Three right in the fuselage right there.
Why is this guy asking me about the G-Spot? They start getting mad at you.
It is kind of a funny deal down there, though, too, because you get Sox fans. It's a totally separate, especially this year, because Sox fans, they sort of slump shouldered, grumbling as they headed in the rain toward their stadium, knowing that the other team won the World Series.
Sure, that's a little more, it's a little tougher this year.
What the? You know, you get a lot of guys like that,
and then they got the big red arrow they got to look at, and you know, the whole new name that no one's saying yet.
You know the that bar that's outside on the other side of 35th.
Shy Sox Bar,
which used to be the Red Star Bar, or whatever it was called, right? And then it was Bacardi for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bacardi for a while.
Yeah, whatever that is, they should name that the G Spot.
I like it.
Yeah, and that should be open for like late night. You know what I mean? Place to get together and mingle
for sure.
When you guys were out there today, I noticed you posted pictures about people in their tents in the parking lot for the rain. But was there any food opportunities to retaste the new?
Well,
offerings.
I felt like a total jerk because I got there a little bit early for some pregame stuff, and I parked towards the front of one of the lots, and that's where the media parks. And I told the guy, I'm like, you know, I'm only staying for an hour or two, and then I'm going to head out. He's like, yeah, you're good. You'll be fine. You can get out of the lot. I'm like, I don't know, but I was short on time, so I'm like, forget it. Sprinted it in, did my thing. I'm leaving, and I get in my car, and I'm like, there's no way. I'm pulling out, and there is an entire tent, an entire tailgate set up, and they're all pointing at me like, get back. Don't even think about it. So I had to run and find security. They go. The two huge parties had to move their entire tailgate setup.
Oh, wow.
I'm like narrowly driving between them. They're screaming at me, calling me a jerk and everything.
A jerk. Yeah, those were words that you
used. Yeah, those are some words that not FCC compliant
that
I can repeat. But yeah, I heard it from the White Sox fans, and I kind of just had a big smile on my face, which probably didn't help. But they were not happy with me. I'm a White Sox fan, but you know, there wasn't time to chat. I was like, just kept the windows up, got out of there as quickly as possible.
Well, basically, the whole rule of driving. You know, to or from the game. Keep your windows up. Just keep looking forward.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Don't stop for the lights.
Right.
Right. Forget it. It's red. Who cares? Go.
Well, yeah, Kevin was fortunate enough to go inside the ballpark. I was outside in the rain, but it was kind of fun. Everyone was grilling and tailgating. Some people are calling it the G-Spot.
Oh.
Good.
Some people still calling it Comiskey or the song.
I still kind of call it Comiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That still works.
Kind of over that.
There's going to be a video up on WGN Radio in a couple of minutes at WGNRadio.com. You can check out the tailgate.
I was shocked at how many people were still tailgating. And some people weren't even underneath tents. They're just standing there with a beer in their hand, rain pouring on top of them.
Not fazed.
Yeah, I don't care.
Hey, this is
party people.
Sox fans, this is not going to be the worst day of their season.
It's my one day I took off. I'm tailgating.
Right. You're going to have to, you take the day off. You're going to sit there and drink a beer. You're going to have, and it's a tradition. It's a family tradition.
It is.
Right?
That's what you love about Sox Park is that it seems to attract more families than Wrigley,
for sure.
High prices for the tickets over on the north
they
side.
They are proud of their parking lot. They're like, oh, yeah, those Cubs fans don't
have a
that's
parking
true.
Lot.
True.
They do have a great park. They've got a couple great parking lots there.
Exactly.
Got a parking spot. No big deal.
Although you always feel, if you're on the other side of the tracks, you have to go under the underpass to the west parking lot there.
Mm-hmm.
The Northwest parking lot, it's like you feel like you've been exiled.
Right, it's totally different.
You feel
like the train tracks are the cutoff. It's like you're in a different world.
You're in a different world and you're there, and it's like everything is like super quiet over on that side.
Right.
And you're hearing things like it's a little like at dusk in a forest, right? It's like,
wait a minute, something's going to go wrong here.
Back to the
other
side of the tracks.
And in my own horror movie right now.
Right, exactly.
That's how you feel, something freaky.
Mm-hmm. Hear that sort of just
yes.
in the background.
Yes. And you're just like, let me get to the park.
Wait, where,
let me
get what to the is park. That? What is that?
And the lots look sketchier and sketchier the farther west you go.
Yeah.
Like if you forget to make a right turn, a loop back around, like, where am I? Oh, God.
Trying to save some money by getting the cheap parking.
There's always a dog chasing you. Just in the back, right?
Oh, God.
Just seriously, like 50 feet west of the actual official parking lot, it turns into no man's land. It's like, what happened? There's like boarded up buildings.
I don't know what that is. What was that? Did you hear that?
Just keep walking.
I can't hear that. Don't worry. It's far away, but it might be getting a little bit closer.
Again, head down, keep moving. Let's go.
I'm not sure. It just gets progressively a little closer. Oh, God. Hey, we're kid because we love. Because that's, you know.
Kind of. I mean, we are mostly Cubs fans on this show, except for Kevin.
Oh, the smell that we talked about last week, Ro, as I was leaving the park. Onions. I'm like, mother of God, this is glorious.
Yeah, that smell of grilled onions when you get in.
Sausage.
Yeah, when you get in into the G, it is great. As baseball experiences go, mm-hmm. I think it's an amazing baseball experience, with the possible exception of what's happening on the field. Or in the Northwest parking lot. Here is Violetta Pottermatic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.